Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Megillah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yossi Taub, Lizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Nachman ben Malka Miriam.
Masechta Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin. The Mishnah says at the beginning of the second Perek that if somebody leans the Megillah b'chol loshon, he's not yoytze. You have to lean the Megillah b'loshon hakodesh. You can't lean it in a foreign language. You're not yoytze. And the Mishnah continues, Aval koyin oysa l'loyazoyis b'laz. But you are allowed to lean it to loyazoyis, to people of a foreign tongue, the foreigners. To them you are allowed to lean it b'laz, and they can be yoytze in the foreign language. And this, there is a basic machlokes rishonim that's brought down over here in the Ran, between the Ramban and the Ran. And basically, in a nutshell, they argue about a case with these loyazos, these foreigners, are familiar both with Lashon HaKodesh, they know Hebrew, and also they know the laws. According to the Shitas HaRan, they're able to be yoytze, not only in Lashon HaKodesh, but also in laws. Even though they know Lashon HaKodesh as well, they still called loyazos and could be yoytze in laws. And it means that the Ramban said, not like that. The Ramban holds that the only time the loyazos could be yoytze in laws is only if they don't know Lashon HaKodesh at all, and then it's Bekoishi Hitiru to be mighty them in a foreign tongue. Otherwise, if they do know the Lashon HaKodesh, then the Loyazes cannot be Yoytze in the Laz, and that's not called Loyazes. Loyazes of the Mishnah is only if they don't know the Lashon HaKodesh at all. And the Ramban brings down the Svoros of each of these Shitas. He brings in that the Ramban understood that even if I go like the Shitas Rabbanon earlier on Dafches and Daftes in the first Perek where we had a Machloikis between the Rabbanon and the Shem Gamliel by Kol Sforim, all the Sifrei Tanakh, which the Rabbanon hold that all the Sifrei Tanakh can be written B'chol Loshen in the Metamei Yasayadayim, which means to say they have a Kedushas Sifrei Kodesh, which the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos, that they made a special takana that's discussed over there in Shabbos, why the Kisvei Kodesh are Matame the Yadayim, if you touch them, a Kuponim, that means it has Emes of Kedusha. And the Rabbanon hold, the Rav Shimon Leil argues over there, he says that Kisvei Kodesh are only in Lashon HaKodesh or in Yevonis alone, and that's it. The Elohi Tiru Lichtoiv, according to Rav Shimon Leil, only Lashon HaKodesh and Yevonis. There's nothing else that's permitted to write in any other foreign language, the Kisvei Kodesh. The Rabbanon hold, the Kisvei Kodesh can be written in any language. Aber the Gemara speaks out that even according to the Rabbanon, by Megillas Esther is a special halacha, that Megillas Esther, since it says Kiksavam v'chol shaynim, the special Lashon HaPasik in Megillah, Kiksavam v'chol shaynim, which means that the Ksav has to be in the Lashon of the Yehudim, it has to be, in other words, in Lashon HaKodesh, the language of the Yidden, and that's the Dafka, that's the Ksav, that's Metameh Hayadayim. The Gemara says by Megillas Esther, even if I hold like the Rabbanon, that the Rabbanon hold that normally the Kisvei Kodesh are written b'chol Lashon. The Ramban explains that Avad is those Rabbanon, Avada, they're going to say that, like our Mishnah says, that you can be moitzi the loyazos belaz, and you can be moitzi them, and they can be yoytze belaz. Oh, but since I see that Megillas Esther has a din of kiksavim v'chol shaynim, that be'etzim is both written dafka b'loshon HaKodesh and not in any other language, so kum t'choy, so they have to lemshan this Mishnah, that the only time when there's a heter for the loyazos is only zokte Ramban dafka, if they don't know loshon HaKodesh, and they can't be yoytze in loshon HaKodesh, and then the Ramban says a word that b'koyishi hitiru with the shverkat, with difficulty, because our matir, a special kula to be laying for them in the foreign language, zokter v'ro chachom, because Chazal felt that Pesumi Nisa, the Iker of Megillah is Pesumi Nisa, the Mepharisim, to disseminate widely the story of the Nais of the Megillah. So Pesumi Nisa, be a dia mamish, Pesumi Nisa, with the understanding and the knowledge of what's being said, that's Odif Tzvei, and therefore you might see them a special head that the Chazal came up with, so you might see the loyal zeis in a language that they understand, and not that they should have to have it in the language they don't understand. Hakoponim, according to Ramban, that's why the Ramban holds that since it's Bekoishi Hitiru and really it should not be done, and that's why Chazal would not really wanted that because it's for not fulfilling the Kesavim v'chol Shaynim. So, Meila, to have the Megillah read in a foreign tongue is the only Dafkir Heter, according to Ramban, if the Laz is the only language the Loyazis know. That's a Shita Ramban. The Ran argues on this, and the Ran says that name. The Ran says that as long as the Loyazis know the foreign tongue, Afilo, if they also know the Loshana Kodesh, after Pekain Zokte, Chazal, saw fit to be Mekel Avada, to permit them, as long as they are loyal, the foreign tongue people, so they're allowed to lean it Balaz, even if they also know Loshon HaKodesh as well. So at Ran, the only time I would mask him to the Ramban, that Bekoishi Yitiru, and only matter if a person doesn't know Hebrew, so that would only be according to the opinion of Rav Shimon Leil. Because since we see that Rav Shimon Leil really holds, that all Sifrei Kodesh are only written in Loshon HaKodesh and Yevonis, and that's it. That's the Algemein Din by all Chofta Tzolot Forum, all the Sefer Kodesh, according to Lashon Aliyah. They only can write them in Lashon HaKodesh and Yevonis. And yet over here, I have a special kula to write the Sefer Kodesh in a foreign tongue, which Lashon Aliyah is masking to as well, Dr. An. That's a Gemferish Gemara and the Fiyut Ches. The Gemara brings a Stam Brisa, the gift is begiftim, the giftim. You could lay whatever language is for the foreign tongue people, you could lay it to them in that language. And Lashon Aliyah is masking to that also. But since that flies in the face of the usual rules of all the Choftal the Sefer Kodesh that Gevaint Lashon Aliyah hold, that you always have to write them Dafke in Lashon HaKodesh Yofonis alone, so therefore Avadi you'll have to say in Shingam Leel that's because she hitiru with the difficulty that matir so people should understand the Pesum Nisa, and maybe there I am going to say Shingam Leel Zokte Ran that it's only for people who know Laz alone and not Lashon HaKodesh. But I hold it Chum Zokte that hold it normally in the Gans Choftal with Kisvei Kodesh, all this forum of Tanakh, you could write it in any language. Who are then over here, as long as the lawyers are the foreign tongue people, that you could learn it for them in the foreign tongue, according to Rabbanan Afilu, if they also know Lashon HaKodesh. That's the machloikis between the Ramban and the Ran. There's a very similar shakav atariya bemis in the Meiri in Shabbos Tav Kuf Tes Vov. The Gemara over there gets into a whole tumult in the Gemara and Shabbos Tav Kuf Tes Vov in the Sugya, Benegeya to somebody Achmana Lotzan a fire breaks out in his house, and the Gemara speaks. On Shabbos, as the fire breaks out, so there's certain things that the Chazal allowed you to matzil, and certain things that did not allow you to save. So it gets into a whole machloikas in the Gemara. If you have svarim, sifrei kodesh that are written in a foreign tongue, if you're allowed to matzil, if you're allowed to save these svarim on Shabbos, and the Gemara explains that the machloikas amaroyim is a coin to Shingal Leo, that he holds that geveintluch we would not be matzil to write this svarim b'chol loshin. It's talking about the other svarim, any of the kisvei kodesh, not Megillas Esther. So Shingal Leo holds the coin to chamim you can write this for them in any language, so you save them. They have a kedusha sifik kodesh. And how do you save them? Mashengen according to the Shingal Leo, that he also he tears for him lichta veli yivonis. So there's really no heter to write the sefer in the foreign language if it's not lashon kodesh or yivonis. No other language is mutter. So meila, you wrote it beisser. Maybe says the Gemara, if the fire breaks, that it should be also to save it. It can be also was it in beisser? Or the other man that says sof kol sof, it's a bezayin kisvei kodesh to not save it, even though it's written beisser in the meila, you would be allowed to save it. So the Meiri over there brings down that the Forshim, that's what he calls them, the Dilla Beforshim, that they had a whole shail over here, that it could be that this Ganze Gemara that speaks about that there's no heter to write Kisvei Kodesh in a foreign tongue, according to Hashem Aliyah, that would not be applicable to people who only know the foreign tongue. If they only know English, they only know French, whatever it is, then it's nish mestaver that anybody would say that Lohi Tiru Lichtoiv, what are you going to have, Dr. Meiri, that you're going to say that Chazal didn't allow people, even if they only know the foreign tongue, they're not going to allow them to write in the Sifrei Kodesh in that tongue. So the Chazal did permit it, like you have the sugi over here in Yitzayin and Yitzches. You have the Chesman that Koyer Noisa the Loya Zeis Palaz. If people only know the foreign tongue, then it's Sichem Mutter. You see in the Gemara. So therefore, just like the Matan Megillas Esther in the foreign tongue, people who only know the foreign tongue, it comes at the Sforis Nisena Zokte Gdolim Aforishim Bror the Meiri that who are then you should be allowed to write any Kisvei Kodesh in order to learn from it if that's the only language that you know. So that's the first tzad that the Gdolim Aforishim had over there is that if it's the Loya who only know Laz, Avadi, you could say the Kisvei Kodesh because it was mutter to write it Balaz. But in the Mainzer, the Gdolim Aforishim is Masik, not like that. His Maskana is that it's Dafke Heta Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther is a special Cheshman, just like the Rishonim say over here, the Cheshman Pesumei Nisa, the Nesh of Misparasim, it should become widely disseminated in a language that people understand. That's how you get the Nes become disseminated and Mephorsim. But that's Dafke Megillas Esther. Mashenkin Zokter, by other Kisvei Kodesh, Afilu, if this is the only language that the lawyers know, still Afal PK, the Kodeshan Leel, you don't have any heter to write it down, and it's dafka a heter in Megillas Esther specifically else the Pirsum HaNes. So you see the same Yesoid that the Meiri is working with, that he comes up Maskana, that the Pirsum HaNes is a special Cheshman that's matter. Just like we're trying to speak out of it here, that according to Ramban, Lefi both the Rabban and Shingam Leel, we really should have had else the Pasuk of Ksovom, Kiksovom, Kiksoinom, the Dafka Loshon HaKodesh, we should have had as a special heter, because here with difficulty they were permitted people to lain and write in the foreign tongue if that's all they know. And according to the Ran, that's true, according to Shingal Leel, that doesn't allow a foreign tongue in any of the Kisvei Kodesh, so we would say that this is permitted in Megillas Esther. For Loya Zeis is only if that's the only thing the Loya Zeis know, and that's as far as Megillas Esther, out the Pirsum HaNes, like the Rishonim speak out. The Meiri is coming out on Shabbos, that in other of the Svarim, even if you don't know any other language, the Shingal Leel, there's no Shem Heter to write down the Svarim in a Lashon of Laz. The Mishabura has a big Chiddush, which he's Mephalpal in a little bit based on this Sugya. In the Mishabura, in the Erechaim Simin Samach Beis, the Shulchan Aruch Aruch over there speaks of Hilchas Krishma, and the Shulchan Aruch comes out, and it's negated to the sugya a little bit later here in Megillah Yud Zayin, right here, that the Shulchan Aruch comes out fi ha halacha that yochal akroyis abachol loshain, that the Shulchan Aruch passes like you have a machlekes in the Gemara here, that you're allowed to lane Krishma, you're allowed to say Shema in any language. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So the Bir Halacha says over there in Simen Samach Beis in the Maschol Yochel, Bir Halacha says v'da the nearly bepshitas. That's what he says. He said, I would think that it's clear. It's absolutely clear. Nearly bepshitas okter that those things that are allowed to be said in any language, like for example Krishma, that's dafka zokter. If not just that you, the person saying it, knows the language, else an individual, else a yochid, but rather that that's the language of the mokoyim. This is the loshoin which the bnei hamokoyim speak. It's the language of the mokoyim. Then it's called that it has the chshivas of a language in that place. Otherwise, even if you happen to know it, but if nobody else in that mokoyim speaks the language and knows the language, that's loynechshav loshoin klal lemedina zu she'ena makeres bezu haloshin. Like the mishabur, that wouldn't be called at all a loshoin in this medina where they don't know this loshin. Kani mishabur explains the yosoidi is the gavoy. He says bishlam loshin akoidish the heliger language loshin akoidish. That then it doesn't depend on whether anybody talks loshin akoidish over there or not. Avadi, you could say any mitzvah, krishma, or anything else. You could say loshin akoidish in any mokoyim. That's intrinsically a language. The Eibush to us kaveh that it's a language, loshin akoidish, and therefore it's intrinsically a language. It doesn't depend on whether the people you're in talk the language or not. Mashenkin zok the shah loshin, all the other languages of the world, einoi kia misad heskem hamedina. This is where it's meaningless. What whatever English word or whatever French word that has intrinsically a meaning, that doesn't have any meaning. It's only because of the haskamas b'nei hamedina that was decided upon by the unanimous consent of all the people of the mokoyim that they talk that way, and that's what these words mean. That's what the words have meaning in that place, in that foreign tongue. And meilos with the mishavurim, if the b'nei hamedina, if b'nei hamokoyim don't talk that language, you're in Spain and you're talking French, and that's not the language they talk. Even if you know the language, afal pikein, it doesn't have a din of a loshin in that mokoyim. Mishavurim brings two riyas to this. One of them is from Kedushin Davov, where it talks about different expressions of Kedushin, which the Kedushin is affected. The marriage is a chal. If you use these expressions, then you give her the ring, give her the kasef. So it says, Ha'oimah charufasi b'yehuda mekudeshes. If somebody gives her the ring and says, Hareat charufasi, instead of Hareat mekudeshesli, so she says, charufasi in Yehuda, there's a special mokum within Eretz Yisrael called Yehuda, and there it works. It's effective. She's mekudeshes. Why? So the Gemara, she came b'yehuda, koirin la'arusa charufa. Because in Yehuda, they would call the first stage marriage the Eretz, and they called it with the expression of charufa. Says the Mishabura in the Bir Halachim, that if not for the fact that the Bnei HaMokim, that in that Mokim it's called that Lashin, it's not the fact that you happen to be somewhere else where they don't call marriage an expression of Harufa, and you said Harufa in that place, and to you it means that it's ineffectual. It's like, since it's not effective, the Mishnah, the Gemara had to speak out of there in Kedushin that they said it be Yehuda that's Mugadesh. So that's one raya the Mishabura brings, that you go only, it's only called that this Laz Lashin is effective to lane or to say Divrei Torah, whatever it is in that Lashon, only if that's the Lashon of the Hamadina. The other right he brings is of a Ritva in the very beginning of Nedorim Adaf Beis, where the Ritva actually speaks out that Nedorim, that a Chal B'chol Lashon, that the Neder is effective in any Lashon, it's effective and it binds you, that's only Lashon Shabbatabim Ba'oisim Mokam. The Ritva says, only if that's the Lashon that you speak in that place. So there's strong raya to this, and the Mishabru is convinced by it, at least on the face of it, that he says that apparently you can only say Krishma and the other things that are said B'chol Lashon only if that's the Lashon Shemadabim Ba'oisim Mokam. However, afterwards, the Mishabura added a note, like a footnote he added to that Bir Halacha. And he writes afterwards like this. He says, Omnam Iyanti B'simin Tofesh Tzarek Siftes. He looked up Hilchas Megillah, and he saw that the way that Shulchan Aruch brings in the din of the Loyazos, that they could be Yoytze Mikra Megillah in the foreign tongue, is not Mashma, like he's saying. L'choyer Loy Mashma, because Vareinu. What is the Lashon Shulchan Aruch, by the way? The Shulchan Aruch over there says, in Tofesh Tzarek Sifkotin Tes, that if you're talking and you're laning the Megillah Balaz, the only ones that could be Yoytze is Hamakir Oysoy HaLoshin Bovad. Only somebody who's familiar with that tongue knows the Loshin. That's the only people there could be Yoytze the Megillah Sester in Laz. So Meshabruah is saying that it's apparent that the Shulchan Aruch didn't have any kpeid at all, that the Mokoyim should be a Mokoyim which they talk that. It's not like the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say a Loshin of, like this says in Gemara and Kedushin, Be Yehuda, Mekudeshes, you know, in Yehuda, because in Yehuda they call those words Charufosi, they use it as Loshin of marriage. The Shulchan Aruch just says, when Hilchas Megillah, if you make it a Loshin, then it's effective, and you can be Yoytze with it. So it's not Mashma, like my word, says the Meshabruah, it's Mashma, we don't care whether that's the Loshin of the Bnei Hamadina. So the Meshabruah, l'chayri, you could say, maybe you could learn v'ulai, perhaps you could say, Megillah hi kilu mishum pirsam anes. In other words, Chazal wanted to do whatever they could to see to it that the lawyers should be able to yotze Megillah in a language he understands, that's meaningful to him. So that way he gets the pirsam anes, the dissemination of the nes, that it was driven home to him, if the language he understands. So if Chazal was specially mekel, normally they require the lashon of the Medina, the lashon of the Mokim. And here they said it's a lashon that you understand, that lashon, even if nobody else in that Mokim talks that lashon. That's how you could learn. So the Mishnah Berurah fears ois umam biran sham in the ran in the sugya in the second paragraph of Megillah loy mashma kichilukeinu. It's not mashma like this, but tzorchi and lemaisa. So in the end, the Mishnah Berurah comes out with a footnote based on the ran in our sugya that it's not really mashma like this word, and therefore it's tzorchi if it's really correct. El halacha lemaisa. Ultimately, whether we really say that Krishna is only yaitza b'chaloshin if it's the lashon of Medina, the lashon of the Mokum, and not if it's just your own lashon that others don't know. So what is the ran saying? What is the Mishnah Berurah being to bring out? Because we just saw over the Ran. That the Ran learns that there is actually no special kula in Megillah Esther, according to the Chachamim, that they hold that Kol Sifrei Kodesh are written in any Lashon, so the Megillah Esther could be written and lain in any Lashon. And the Ran says it's not a special Chiddush, you don't have to come on to any special Koshi Yitiru Al Tpirsum Hanes. It's only in Shingon Leal who holds that normally it's not written B'chol Lashon, then we have a special kula of Megillah of Tpirsum Hanes. So is that the choice? In other words, that the Ran is saying that there's no special kula and you don't need a special idea of Tpirsum Hanes to come up with any special leniencies here. So therefore, it's mashma. In other words, that when the Shulchan Aruch is going to say, apparently, that it seems it doesn't go by the lashon of the Bnei HaMokoim when you're leaning the Megillah for the Lo Yazois, it's enough that the guy who hears you understands it. That's a etzem hadin, that's a real intrinsic din, and it's not based on any special leniency for Pirsum HaNeis, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah is blabbing with a question on his Chiddush. Now, at the end of the Mishnah says that if you write a Megillah with all these different types of inks that are no good, Sam and Sikra and etc., and you use these other surfaces that are no good, Nyor and Diftera, you're not Yoytza with any of these things. It has to be written down Ashuris al HaSefer Ubedyoy. Ashuris is a particular type of a script, the Ksav Ashuris, a particular way of writing Lashon HaKodesh. It has to be written al HaSefer on Klaf Ubedyoy with the special Dyoy. And that's the only way that it can be Yoytza. On this, the Tosfos Rid asks the Kasha. The Tosfos Rid says, how could the Mishnah possibly say, what does it mean, Ashuris? It has to be written Dafka B'Loshon HaKodesh. What happens, Okter? And B'Loshon HaKodesh and Ashuris. So what happened to the Mishnah just a very few lines ago? That the Mishnah said, Befeir, Shakoyinoy, Siloyazois, Belaz. So that the Mishnah could be laying to Loyazois, the people who speak the foreign tongue, he laying it Belaz, which means it's written Belaz, Lachoyer, in the foreign language, and he's laying it Belaz. So therefore, how does the Mishnah say it has to be written Ashuris, Allah Sefer B'Dyoy? It's simply not true, because we had earlier they could be written Beloyazois and laying the Loyazois. So the Tosfos Rid says like this. He says, in my opinion is that it's a tois in this Mishnah, and you have to take out the word Ashuris. Take it out altogether. Ashuris. It doesn't have to be Ashuris. It depends which language you're laying it in. And whatever language you're laying it in, that's the language you'll write it in, and there's no din. You have to have Sefer Ubedyoy, that the Mishnah is saying. You can't have the Pasula surfaces or the Pasula inks. You have to have Dafka Sefer, the Klaf, and the Dyoy. But the din of, that din of Ashuris is not correct, and it doesn't belong. It's a tois in the Mishnah to say this thing. Zok the Tosfos Rid, and don't tell me what you maybe you could have defended the language of the Mishnah by saying that even though the Megillah could be written in any language, but whatever language you're writing it in has to be written in Hebrew script, in Hebrew letters, in Ashuris letters, and it'll have like the transliteration. In other words, I'll write down the English words, and it was in the days of, etc., but I write all that will be written down, transliterated in Hebrew lettering. And the English language written in the Hebrew letters. And maybe you'll say like that, and then it's takirichtig the Mishnah. Ashuris. The Mishnah has to document in Ashuris, no matter what language it's in. It's in B'Ksav Ashuris. So the Tosfos says, it says, Kineged Asvar to say such a thing. He says, and even though you could tie in and maybe defend it somehow, because it said earlier, like we quoted before, that the Gemara Daf Tes brings in a special pasuk of K'Ksavam V'Chol Shainam, that the Megillah has written B'Ksavam V'Chol Shainam, and therefore, as a musik of only writing the Megillah B'Lashon HaKodesh. So that doesn't make sense. Monoshoch, if you take a hold of K'Ksavim V'Chol Shainam, and Dafka can't be any other language, so then don't be matir writing it in a foreign language at all, which we are matir it. You can't just say, well, just the Hebrew lettering, the Hebrew script is going to be meaningful. All or nothing. Either has been Dafka in Hebrew, or they're not. Or has been even in English letters. And therefore, the Tosfos Rid completely rejects the idea that the Mishnah is Machayev Dafka Ashuris, and he takes out the word Ashuris from the Mishnah. Rather, the Ritva over there there on Daf Tes. So the Vos speaks that the din of Kiksovam is Takan Negeah. The Gemara brings it down. It says, that's Negeah Zok there, that in Megillas Esther, which is written in Lashon HaKodesh, B'Ksav HaShuris, is Metame Yasayodayim. In other words, it has a Kedusha, Kisvei Kodesh, like any Kisvei Kodesh, and it has a Kedusha Gemura, it's Metame the Yodayim, which is always a litmus test that Chazal have if it's Emes and Kisvei Kodesh. It's written in any other language, even though Lamaisa Chazal were Mekel for the lawyers, always take a lane in it, but it doesn't have the Kedusha Gemura of the Kisvei Kodesh, like we'll see, it's not Metame Yasayodayim. So that's where the din of Kisav HaShuris comes in. That's what Dvor speaks out. It doesn't tell me what it takes, how it exactly has to be written in order to be yoitz of the Kriyas HaMegillah. If the lawyer's eyes needed, he could lie read in a foreign tongue. Abim, it does tell me what it takes to have a Kedusha Gemura of the Kisvei Kodesh on the Megillah, which that Dvor says, that the Gemara is saying over there, based on Kisav HaShuris, that it has to be, that's only if it's in Lashon HaKodesh. So this is Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid completely rejects the idea that there's some kind of din of writing the Megillah in Ashuris, intrinsic to the Megillah, even if it'll be in some foreign tongue. It's Zichonish Dazoy. However, the Sfasemis over here brings down that Lamaisa, there is a Riaz that says otherwise. That the Riaz, Lamaisa does learn, he quotes the Riaz and the Tosfos Rid, that they say different Mahalchim. The Riaz is brought down in the Shulta Gibor Mafanort, in the beginning of the Perik Peis, and the Shulta Gibor brings down B'Shein the Riaz, that Afal Pi, Shechshiru Shalu Shainis Megillah, that if you have lawyers voice and you're foreigners and you're lending it to them in a foreign language, they will matter writing the Megillah in the foreign language. Zokter Haksiva, the lettering, Tzricha Shatehe Ashuri. It has to be written in the Lashon HaKodesh Ashuris letters, Shuksav Lashon HaKodesh. And Luvaloi Beshar Haksiva. So you'll write English words, English sentences, English ideas, but you'll transliterate everything in Hebrew lettering. That is the Shita of the Riaz. He Be'emis learns that way. In other words, and according to him, it comes out that the expression of the Mishnah, because no matter what language, whatever foreign tongue you're writing it in, has to be dafke written Ashuris. That's what the Sfasemis brings down from the Shulta Gibborim. The Sfasemis Lamaisa Tainis, that if you think about it, there's a certain amount of support that you can bring for this Shulta Gibborim, because the Mishnah's expression that it uses is, earlier in the Mishnah on the third line, Avol Koirin Oisa Leloya Zoyas Belaz. Koirin Oisa Leloya Zoyas. So at the Sfasemis, what do you mean you'll lean it for the Leloya Zoyas? Why not say that the Leloya Zoyas themselves, the foreigners, could lean it belaz? You have people who are French, they'll lean it a French Megillah. Vosep is, you'll lean it for the Frenchmen? What does that mean? So according to the Riaz and the Shulta Gibborim, it's like a very meduktu, because these Frenchmen that only know French, how are they going to lean this Megillah? The Mezachiv in the Megillah has to be in Dafke in Hebrew lettering. So how are they not going to understand it? They won't be able to read it even. They know French, but they don't know how to read the Hebrew lettering. So mainly you have to have somebody that also knows Lashon HaKodesh, and he'll be kairi it for those French people, for the Loyazais, and this way they'll be Yoitza. Kairi Noisa Lil Loyazais. The person who knows Lashon HaKodesh, he's leaning it for the Loyazais, and they will in turn end up being Yoitza in this Megillah. So it comes out that Sfasemis Tainis is actually a Diktik Aloshan in the Mishnah that's Mechuvan that way. But he says, ultimately, the Sfasemis says that it's Nishma Stavra at all. He says the same thing, and he brings it to Tosfos Rid. He says, Lamaisa, how could you defend such a thing? How could you explain it? And this that it says in the certain Gedoilim, he brings it to Pnei Yeshua that wants to learn this way as well, just like the Riyadh, the Shulta Gibayim, that he wants to learn that the language of the Megillah has to be Dafke Hebrew lettering, regardless of what Aloshan it's in. It's Dafke Hebrew lettering, the Pnei Yeshua says, because it says Kiksavam, like we said before, and the test, Kiksavam v'chol Shainam. So the Tosfos Rid says like this. Sorry, the Sfasemis says like this. Avada Zokte, once they were Mekel to lane in a foreign language, they were Mekel to even write it in a foreign language. And he brings it to Beis Yosef, passing like that, and that's where we go, Lahalocha, and Simon Tofrit Tzadik, that Avada, you're allowed to lane in a foreign language. Kiksavam is Negeya Zokte. We said actually before that the Ridvos is Negeya to Kedusha as Kisvei Kodesh, and Metame Yaseyadayim. Sfasemis says that if you do write the Megillah in Lashon HaKodesh, have to write it Dafka B'Ksav Ashuris. It can't be written in, you know, in any other script, you know, in Rashi lettering or whatever other lettering you want to use. You have to Dafka write it in Ksav Ashuris. So if it does end up being written in Lashon HaKodesh, so then you have to Dafka fulfill the din of Ksav. The din of Ksavam, the din of Ksav by Kisvei Kodesh is the Dafka write it B'Ksav Ashuris. More than that, the Sfasemis wants to taina that Be'emes, he says that even though we really do hold, like the Tosfos Rid, there's no necessity B'Chlal if I'm writing in a foreign language to use the Hebrew lettering and transliterate in the Hebrew lettering. So the Afal Pi Kein, the Lashon HaMishnah, Achdei Ksuva Ashuris Al Sefer B'Dyoy, is okay. You don't have to be Moichek the word Ashuris, like the Tosfos Rid says. Itain is because, actually, there is a din of Ashuris if it gets written in Lashon HaKodesh, if it's written in Hebrew. If it's written in English or French or Spanish, so write, use whatever lettering you want. But if you write it in Hebrew, you're not allowed to use the Rashi lettering or the modern Hebrew lettering or something. You have to dafka use Ksav Ashuris. So Achdei Ksuva Ashuris, that's an Etze Emes Din, there really is such a halacha, and based on Kiksavam, that Yitaka has written in the manner of Kisvei Kodesh, if it's been written in Lashon HaKodesh in Hebrew without the Gevissa Kulas of the Loyazais. The Avnei Nezer takes all this a step further. The Avnei Nezer in his tshuva in Erechaim Tov Kuf Tesayin has a clear about Benegeya to a Shaila. He brings from Achroinim that Achroinim talk about this thing. Are you allowed to have a cotton write a Megillas Esther? It's so idiotic a question. Are you allowed to have a cotton write a Megillas Esther? So there's a sugya later, we'll get to it, Mr. Shem, later in the Perek, about whether a cotton could lay in a Megillah for a Godel. But this Avnei Nezer explains as a completely separate Shaila. It's not totally in that Shaila. Could a cotton write a Megillas Esther? Which the Avnei Nezer is Mafalpal, and he explains that Be'etzem there'd be a good for it to say that a cotton could write a Megillas Esther. Why? So there, because the Balt that we find, there's a Xeris HaKosov that Tosis talks about in Menachos, a Xeris HaKosov of Ukshartem Uchsavtom, calls Yeshna Bikshira, Yeshna Bikziva. Anybody who's Chayov in Tfilin is able to write down the Tfilin, to write Tfilin. Avinezer is Mefapel, and he shows that that's not just the Nilchos Tfilin, but they get to all Kisvei Kodesh. In other words, if you have a Chayov of Tfilin, you can write down Tfilin, and you can write all Kisvei Kodesh. If you don't have a Chayov of Tfilin, you're possible from writing all Kisvei Kodesh. It's locked off them, the Avinezer, that Vibal, that a cotton who's a Gil Lachinuch, we're talking about the Gil Lachinuch, then he's mechuyev in tefillin midrabbanan al tzchinuch. So a male lechayra, once he's chayev in tefillin midrabbanan al tzchinuch, he's also able to write any kisvei kodesh which have a din derabbanan to lay out of them. Because lechayra, once he's chayev in the ksharetam midrabbanan, he's able to have the ksavta midrabbanan. And it's not just in tefillin, but in all kisvei kodesh. So a male lechayra, it should come out that if once he's chayev in tefillin midrabbanan al tzchinuch, he can write his own tefillin lechayra and let him write his own megillas esther, and not just for himself, but even for gedolim, because the gedolim the only chayev and megillah with the rabbanon, and a meilul that he's kosher with the rabbanon to write any kisvei kodesh that have a din the rabbanon. Megillah is also with the rabbanon. So lachar you can make a case to say zokter that a cotton could write a megillas esther. And he brings down the Bikur Yosef actually paskin like that a cotton could write is kosher to write a megillas esther. And the Nezer, however, says very stark that he holds that a cotton is possible from writing a megillah, and he says the following yisoid. And the Nezer says that he holds the beer that the din of mikra megillah is to lane from a Megillah that has a din kisvei kodesh. In other words, Chazal didn't just say, okay, write down a Megillah and lane out of it. The Megillah has to be chal upon the Megillah, chaloyiv din kisvei kodesh, and has a din kedusha, kisvei kodesh, and once it's chal that din, on that label upon the Megillah, it's called a kisvei kodesh, so then you're allowed to lane out of it. Zokt of them, the Avnei Nezer, the Chiddush, he says that he holds that all of the Chof Dalet, Sifrei Tanakh, have a din ksivo d'oraisa. Even if the Nach, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim, not part of the Chamish Chamishi Torah, but Afal P. Kane, there's a din ksiva that he writes to be koi save the kisvei kodesh. Zokter, by negeh, to sefer Torah, Chamish Chamishi Torah, the sefer Torah, there's actually a chiyuv on every yochid be'etzim, like the Gemara talks about in Menachos, that every person has to write a sefer Torah. Now you don't find that, Zokter, by Nevi'im and Ksuvim, it's a mamash a chiyuv on every yochid. But Afal P. Kane, there is a din in the ksiva, a din that he writes to be koi save the kisvei kodesh to learn out of that. Zokter, and by Megillah Sesev, it's not just to be koi save the Megillah Sesev to learn out of it, but to be koi save it to give it a din kisvei kodesh and to lean out of it. And the Nezer Tainer is that the din of Mikra Megillah is only said upon that chefta, that entity of a Megillah which was chal upon it, a label of a kisvei kodesh, and then, which is a label that's a derisive concept, because it's a din derisive to write down the kisvei kodesh, and then it's possible to write and to lean and be fulfilled the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. So since the cotton can't fulfill the derisive concept of writing down kisvei kodesh, which is a derisive musik and applies to all chofta form, including Megillah Sester, so therefore, he's unable to write down and to create that entity, that cheft of the Megillah, which is supposed to be lained out of. Because the Megillah was said to be lained out of that entity, that cheft, which was fulfilled in it, a deraisa dikadin of the ksivas kisvei kodesh. That's what Avnei Nezer says. And mainly he holds that he says that a cotton is a puzzle from writing a Megillah. And even though he brings in the Bikur Yosef, he says, not like that, that a cotton is kosher, that Avnei Nezer concludes, and he says a lashon on that. That's how he concludes the tshuva. Halavai, shiu kol shmeitzen b'chuvorim b'yodon, kehado, shekotten posel lichtav Megillah. That's his lashon. Halavai, that all of my memories, my sugyas and shas, should be clear to me, like it's clear to me this thing, that a cotton is posel to be koisev a Megillah. So what's happening is his yasoid is that even though Mikra Megillah is a dinder abonon, like we'll have later, and Hashem will see the details later in the parak, but afal pi kain has to be lained out of an entity, out of a chefta that's a chefta d'oraisa, which all the chofta of Kisvei Kodesh, the Sifrei Kodesh, are all a Chefta Deiraisa that was fulfilled in them, the Din Deiraisa, the Bikoise, the Kisvei Kodesh. That's what Avnei Nezer says. Now, Lemaisa elsewhere, later, in a little bit later, Tshuva, Avnei Nezer, in Erechaim Tovkof Yud Ches, he concludes this idea by saying that Be'emes, even if the Megillah is written Belaz, which we have over here in our mission, our Gemara, in our Sugya, that Koyanois of the Loyal is Belaz, which means you can lay the Megillah Belaz. So Lechayr, if you lay it Belaz, it really does not have a din of Kislei Koydish. And we said over Befeirish from the Ritva before that the Ritva says, and the Gemara on the test, Avches brings in the Pasuk of Keksavim Vecholshainam, and Keksavim Vecholshainam that Megillah says there only has the Kedusha if it is written in Lashon HaKoydish, which is the Lashon of the Yidden, Keksavim Vecholshainam. So the Ritva says, even though we find later that Koyrin the Loyal is Balaz to the foreigners, you could lay in Balaz, it does not have the Emes of Kedusha, the Kislei Koydish, to Metame Yasiyadayim, unless it's Dafka Beloshna Koydish, of the Pasuk of Kiksam Vachol Shainam. That's the Ritva. So Rav Nezer says over here, so Lachari will tell me, okay, if the Megillah is written Balaz, where's the Kedusha, Mezetach, that you're allowed to Metame, it's not Metame Yasiyadayim, you're allowed to touch a Megillah that's written Balaz, and it doesn't have a problem, that doesn't give you Yadayim any tumor, so Lachari, it lacks the Kislei Koydish quality if it's lane Balaz, and the Ma'i see a lot of lane out of it, the lawyers always could lane out of it. So the Nezer says on that, in the Santa Chiddush, he says he holds that it's Zichur, that even the Megillah that's written in a foreign language does have a level of Kedusha, it just doesn't have such a high level of Kedusha, that it should reach the point that Chashabi Chaldek Zeyr of Metame Yadayim, like the Gemara talks about in Shabbos. But there is Zichur, a level of Kedusha. He says an interesting thing, he brings out a Maharal in the Chedushi Gur Arya Masech the Shabbos. You're familiar that the Maharal wrote Chedushim and a few Masechtas of Shas. He called the Gur Arya the same name that he gave. There was Chedushim and Chumash. So in the Gur Aryeh on Shabbos, in the first parak of Shabbos, the Maral says, Abyssal Maral de Kavort, that the Maral says that even though Chazal had a particular reason why they were Geyser, why the Kistei Kodesh and Matamez Heyadayim, the Gemara gives a special reason for this, and Masechta Shabbos, but the origin idea, the fundamental idea behind it, the Maral says, is based on the fact that you shouldn't be touching it. A person shouldn't be touching with his own hands the Kistei Kodesh. So once you have that idea, Chazal Masak and Adin, that if you do touch a Matamez Heyadayim, based on a special Siba that the Gemara gives, the reason of Masechta Shabbos. But the Maral says that only applies B'loshen HaKodesh. If, however, you're talking about a Megillah that's written, the lawyer says B'laz, so then the Maral says that you're not going to have this concept, that it's not Roy to touch it. Maral says, a Maral de Gavort on this, and he explains like this, that by Loshen HaKodesh, which the halacha is in the sugi over here, the Loshen HaKodesh, you can be moitzi anybody, even if they don't understand the language, no matter who they are. They do understand, they don't understand Loshen HaKodesh, they can be moitzi anybody, Megillah says to B'loshen HaKodesh. So kum techoy, Zoktam Aral, that the Kedusha of the Ksav, the Sefer that's written B'loshen HaKodesh, is not based upon that which we're able to grasp, that we're able to reach with our intellect, with our Seichel. Mezentach, in other words, that the Kedusha, in that Kislei Kodesh, in B'loshen HaKodesh, that Kedusha goes far beyond what we're able to understand. The Kedusha Nemtzach, from the fact that it has all kinds of levels and oimek of understanding of Havonis that's beyond our grasp and beyond our reach. And that's why the Ksav, the Kislei Kodesh, the Megillah, that's written B'loshen HaKodesh, doesn't depend on whether you understand it or not, because it's Kedusha Nemtzach from a Mokoyim, which is higher than our intellect anyway, and it's intrinsically Chodesh like that, so therefore you could be Yaitzah even when you don't understand it. So in Meila, since the Kedusha Nemtzach from such a high level of Kedusha of Madrega, so in Meila, therefore it's not Roy for a person to touch it, because who are we to touch it? So that's why Chazal HaMasakin, that if it's Lashon HaKodesh Metamei Seyadayim, Masha'enkein Zokta Maral, if you have Megillah, it's written Loyaz Eispalaz. So there the halacha is that only people who understand the foreign language are Yaitzah with it. If you don't understand the foreign language, you're not yet with it. So that's a choice. In other words, that the Kedusha of a Sefer of Megillah that's written Balaz, it's on a lesser Madrega. It doesn't have the special high Madrega that's beyond our grasp, our intellect, our understanding. Rather, the Kedusha of the Sefer that's written Balaz is totally in that which we do understand. It's given over, Ibegeben to us, to our Havana. Therefore, there's nothing Midanimna, nothing to hesitate, nothing to make us refrain from touching it with Hayadayim, and therefore the one Goyzer, Metamez Hayadayim. So the Avinezer brings down this word to the Maral, the name says Masbird a little bit, and he says that with that word, ultimately he holds that even a Megillah is written Balaz, the lawyer says Balaz, does have a Madrega of Kedusha, just doesn't have the high Madrega that is Shematamas Yadayim, and that's what you see from the Sugya and Avches, Davtes. But that stems, in other words, and the name says word ultimately will hold that. He says that the din of Mikra Megillah is to lane that which was Chal on the Kedusha's Kisvei Kodesh, and even if it's Balaz, the name says Machadish does have a level of Kisvei Kodesh as well, and then if it's Chal that din, the Kedusha's Sifei Kodesh, and then Chazal Masakin to lay out of it and to fulfill the mitzvah of the Mikra Megillah. We find an interesting parallel to this yesod of the Avnei Nezer, the yesod that Mikra Megillah is dafke to be koire from that chefza, that sefer which has a kedushas sefer upon it. There's a similar yesod that you find a little bit over later over here on the Beis, on Yedzayin on the Beis. The Gemara over here on Yedzayin on the Beis brings down a diyun back and forth about kolat terakula b'chol loshen nemro or loshen akoidish nemro. It's not clear what the Gemara means with this shaila. The whole Torah was it written in b'chol loshen or dafke b'loshen akoidish. And this Rashi says, what is it? What's the Shaila? So Rashi, Lekroisa b'chol loshen, to be koirei in the Sefer Torah, to lane b'chol loshen. That's the Shaila where Rashi understands it, and the Gemara is coming up with drashes back and forth, if the Kriyas HaTorah from a Sefer Torah could be laned in any language, or dafka b'loshen HaKodesh. Tais says, Masagan Rashi, and he says it's impossible to learn the Gemara this way, because the holding of Kriyas HaTorah b'chol is only a Takana d'Rabbanan, like the Gemara says in Baba Kama, and the Kriyas HaTorah b'chol, the holding in Kriyas HaTorah is a d'Rabbanan. Yeah, how could you have drashes over here telling you whether the din Kriyas HaTorah is dafka in Hebrew or the other languages? The whole halacha of Kriyas HaTorah altogether is not a question of drashas and derises. It's the Kondor Rabbanan, except for Tosfos Parsha Zohar. That's the only exception, that Parsha Zohar is the only one that's laned on derisa din level. So what's on the Rashi? Tosfos holds that Rashi is not correct, and you have to say that the Loshon of Kol HaTorah Kulo B'chol Loshon is talking about certain parashiyos that do have a din to say, to recite them, like Parsha Soita, about the occasion of a Soita, or Parashat Chalitza, when you do a Chalitza, certain parashas that Tosfos gets into that do have a din to be koyre them, and the Gemara is clearing back and forth, which is a derisive issue, whether the recital of these parashas can be getan even in a shar loshon. That's what Tosfos learns. What's Shan Rashi? How did Rashi say that the shayla lekrois of b'chol loshon, that's the dion of the Gemara and the rises and psukim, if you koyri the chol terah kula b'chol loshon, if lamaisi kriyas terah is only the abana. So on this, the shingle betches and brachas on the Fugimel Meralef brings in up shats in the Yesha Imrim, that they explain that Rashi was not talking about the chiyuv to be koyri kriyas terah. In terms of a chiyuv, the chiyuv to be koyri kriyas terah, that's taka only the abana. What Rashi was referring to was the din to shaf a kedusha sefer terah, to create a sefer with a kedusha sefer terah which is lained from it. And then that's a din, that's a deraisa. There is a din deraisa to create a kedusha sefer Torah that's lain from. Lamaisa, in terms of the specific chiyuvim, what exactly is there a chiyuv or not? So those chiyuvim are all there are bonin except for Parsha Zohar in terms of laning berabim. But the din to shaf a sefer kodesh, a sefer Torah that has a kedusha that's lain from, the shafing, the creating of that chefta, that's a din which is deraisa. And that's what Rashi meant, kol haTorah kulo b'chol loshon or b'loshon kodesh, lekroisa b'chol loshon, because the creation of the chefta that you're koyreh from, that is a deraisa. That's the Shita learns in the Rashi. You see, it's interesting, the same type of a musig that chodsh that the din of Kriyas HaTorah itself is takanat deraisa. But the musig of having a chefta which I lean from, that the Torah gave me a din deraisa to create such a thing, and there's a shaila. You know, how do you fulfill the din deraisa? Is it dafka b'loshon HaKodesh or even b'chol loshon? That question, that is a deraisa question, even if the specific dinim of exactly that machoyev salen at this time or that time, to make me chayev in this or that occasion, that din is takon only drabonon, even according to Rashi. You see, a similar aside to Avni Nezer, where Rashi over here is going to get to regular Kriyas HaTorah, that you have the entity, the chefter that's created, which is a kiste koyish for kriya, and that is a deraisa to gemutzing, and the specific chiyuvim of when to be koyish, and the specific chiyuvim of Kriyas HaTorah, that will talk be just the rabbanon. The Mishnah also says over here that Korah al peh is lo yotza. If you lay in the Megillah bal peh by heart without laying it mitoich haksav, the halacha is that you're not yotza. And we have a sugi coming up on Yitcheh, so the Gemara dashes from the pasuk that the Megillah has to be laying dafka mitoich haSefer from. Dafka from a sefer, and you lay in the Megillah by heart, then you're not yoytze. The Tosfos right over here writes that he says that that's only dafka and Megillah zokter. Only Megillah says that has this din. Avo b'koyr b'toyra, if a person leans kriyas haTorah im kora al peh yotza. If the person leans kriyas haTorah, if you lay it by heart, then you're yoytze. Now you're not supposed to lay it by heart, like we'll explain. But if you do lay in kriyas haTorah by heart, not from the sefer Torah, then you are yoytze b'diyevet. And he says actually we find b'feirish that there was a case in which you did do this thing of laying the kriyas haTorah by heart. And that's in the sugya in Yuma, where the Gemara says in Masechta Yuma that the Kohen Gadol will lay in Kippur, and he lay in different kriyos from Achri Mois and from Emor, they lay in Mitoich HaSefer Torah, and then he used to close the Sefer Torah with Goyel the Sefer, and he would say, Yoyisim HaShekrisi Lufanechem Kosov Kan, that he would explain to them that the rest of what I'm going to lay in is also in here in the Sefer Torah. But like the Gemara explains, of Torah HaTzibur, he did not roll the Sefer all the way to Pinchas, and the Osa Shemachumash Abkudim, the Pasha of Be'osa, which is about in Kippur and Pasha's Pinchas, that's Kari Alpeh. That Lamaisa, the Gemara Taka says that Al Tzair HaTzibur, the Kohen Gadol, learned by heart the Kriya of the last Kriya of Yom Kippur, which is the Kriya of Parshas Pinchas. So the Tosafot Reed uses this as an example that even over there that was a special din, but Afal Pi Kein, you do see the Kriya of Torah is certainly not Li'ikuva, to learn it by heart. And he says, even if a person would learn any other Kriya by heart, you would still be Yaisa's Okta. Now, but then it happens to be that Avada is a din L'chatchila, that a halacha that Dvorin Shebeksav, you have to reshoy L'orim Bal Peh, since it's Dvorin Shebeksav, you have to dafka say them, to lay it by rabbim, you have to lay in form shabiksav, say the Torah shabiksav, you have to lay mitoy chaksav. But if you lay it by heart, you did a wrong thing, there's no reason that that's your ma'ak of the kriya. It's dafka. Then a mikilah sester, like the Mishnah says over here, the korah al peh is lo yotza. The emes is that this shaila is taka big machloikas achroinim. In terms of this question, if the balkoira did lay from the sefer Torah by heart, or you have a case of a suma that they discuss, a blind person laying by heart, the same thing, ayu yotza or not, the biki yosef, the chidot discuss a couple of places, the shaila. Yosef and Erechaim and Memtes, so he brings down a word that he heard once from Kavoid Mirena Reb Elia Yisroel, which in the later Sefer of his, the Tshuvas Chaim Shaul and Chelik Beis Lamed Ches, he brings with printed in the Sefer from Reb Elia Yisroel, that's the Tshuvas Koil Liyo, Choshev Achen, the Tshuvas Koil Liyo, that he paskins that a filu b'diyevet, a person leans Kriyas a terrible pay, he's not Yoitze. Even b'diyevet, you're not Yoitze at all. And he brings a raya from the Lashna Smag. The Smag is the Nuch of Megillah, and it really is going on now with Sugya here, the Smag. The Smag says that if a person lanes the Megillah Bal Peh, you're not Yoitzer, which that's Poshet, that the Mishnah says that. If you lane the Megillah Bal Peh, you're not Yoitzer, Zok the Smag. I will shard Voron Shebeksav. Other Kriyas of Teresh Shebeksav, Loi Nasar Al Peh, it's not also to lane them by heart, to say them by heart. Unless you're being moitzi other people in choiv. In other words, I'm stop learning Tanakh, I'm learning Chumash, I'm learning something. There's no problem saying it by heart. But if I'm being moitzi acherim idei choiv, if I'm being moitzi other people, they're chiv, so that's a kriya berabim to be moitzi idei choiv, then there's a din of dvorin shebiksav. You have to dafka say biksav, not palpe, and a meila. That's the only case where it comes up by other kriyas of kisvei koidish, the halacha that you have to read mitoy chaksav, only if it is berabim and to be moitzi other people. So, The Koil Liyo says like this. He says that this smag meant that you should compare the two dinim, the reisha of the smag and the seif of the smag, and give the same type of categorization, the same type of din. So just like Zokta in the reisha of the smag, where it says koreis a megillah al peh lo yotze, means kipshuta that you're mamish not yotze at all. That's certainly what it means in megillah. Regardless, you're a yochid, you're a rabbin, doesn't make a difference. You lay in the megillah made a bel peh, you're not yotze. So too likewise when he says the shah kriyos, if you want to say them for yourself, stam, there's no problem. You can say it by heart, but means that there, if you are coming to Yimoytzeachemidechavosan, then it's going to be mamishly ikuva that you won't be yoytze if you learn about peh, just like Megillah is not yoytze li ikuva about peh, even biyochid. This mag meant to equate those two things. Megillah biyochid, even biyochid is not yoytze if it's about peh, and so to other kriyas if they're berabim, you're not yoytze if it's about peh. So the Kaliyo makes this diak from the smag, and based on this diak from the smag, the Kaliyo understood that you learn from him that you're not yoytze. If you hear it about pay, if the Balkoir will say it about pay, if you have a blind person, whatever it is, you're not Yosef. The Chidah and the Beki Yosef, and a little bit more in the Tshuvas Chaim Shaw, where he goes back to the Shaila, the Tshuvas that he wrote in the Chelebez Lamet Ches, and Ois Ayin Gimel, the Chidah writes that he holds that that's an incorrect reading of the Smag, and the Smag never meant that. Rather, the correct way to read the Smag, Zok the Chidah, is that the Smag is saying that by Megillah there's an Etzem Halacha that you're not Yosef, it's about pay, because Kriyas and Megillah must be Mitoy. It could only be mitoy chaksav. That's the only way it's kosher. It's by heart, you're not yoytze. But asheein kein, all the other kriyos don't have a din of mitoy chaksav intrinsically. There's no din, you're only yoytze in a mitoy chaksav. Look there. Happens to be, if you're learning it by rabbin to yoytze people, which is generally the case, the other kriyos are by rabbin to yoytze people. So, granted, there is a din of dvoran shebeksav, which that's a chiyuv, nothing to do with being yoytze or not yoytze. That's a chiyuv that if you're learning by rabbin, you have to dafke say a mitoy chaksav. That's haloch. You have to shay loim. But there's no reason whatsoever why that din ought to be ikuva l'chayre zokta chidah, and therefore the smag meant to say that din of you have to say mitoy chaksav is the only din that kicks in. Since it's the only din that kicks in, it's only the b'atchela, and not b'diyevet. And therefore, the chida actually wants to say that if either a blind person lanes or a regular person lanes while peh, even though he did an iser, but afal became the tzibur is yotze yudei chavasim of kriyas hatayr. That's what he wants to say. L'maisasim soif, the chida says he can't be 100% sure. Because he says maybe he could still tzu. It's interesting, he's mefalpo. You can get into the sugi and tmur, the komul, so domar achmad alay savid, yovid lamahani, which he wants to be mefalpo in the poiskim that that's even a bayder. Abonus, we say such a thing that if the Torah says not to do it, or in this case the Rabbanan say not to do it, then if you did do this wrong thing the way they said not to do it, it won't be effective. Yovid lemahani. And Mela, maybe you could apply that here, he's not sure. Mephapa looked back and forth, since it was wrong to lane Dvarin Shabiksav, Tsaloimitaiksav, to lane of Alpeb. So since it was wrong, it was Asr, perhaps Chazal gonna say that Yovid lemahani and Mela not Yoitz even by the Evid. So Amaisa ultimately he says it's not 100% sure, but Tsarach Lamoid Bedovar Ulis Yashiv Yofe. That's what he says, you have to think it through. Mesyashiv Yofe. But Be'etzem, the Chidor really was noita to learn, like we said before, not like the Kaliyo, and to say that you could be Yoitze Kriyas HaTayre if you lay in about Peh, even though you did do an Isser. And there, really, that's the sheet of the Zayis read here. It's Mamash has a Raya in the Rishonim, that the Achorin don't bring this, the Chidor and the Kaliyo don't bring it down, but that's the Farish HaTayis read over here, that the Zayis read over here really does say Lehedya, that Kriyas HaTayre, you are Yoitze if you lay in about Peh, even though Mikra Megillah is not, that's a special halacha. Mikra Megillah alone has a din of Korah Al Peh Lo Yoitze. One final point on this daf, which is an interesting shtel in the Achroinim, that Kedai to repeat. On the Omid Beis, the Gemara brings down that we said the Masnis Atana, that Meo Ve'er Esrim Zekainim, Ubahem Kamen Neviim, there was 120 Zekainim, and amongst the many Neviim, there were Tiknu Shmoine Esrei Brochus Ala Seder. And the Seder Shmoine Esrei, there was the Meo Ve'er Esrim Zekainim, Ubahem Kamen Neviim, amongst them were Kamen Neviim. From based on this Gemara, the Rambam tells us in the Hagdama to the Yad, that Beis Dina Shal Ezra, the Ram goes through all the Mashiach HaMasayir, the Bali Masayir, from Moshe Rabbeinu to Yeshua, all the way down, till you have the different Nevi'im that had their Botei Din, until Beis Din Shel Ezra. Beis Din Shel Ezra, the Beis Din of Ezra, Heim and Ekroim Ansheg Nes Tzagdoyla, the Raman says. They're called Ansheg Nes Tzagdoyla, Heim Chagetz Chayim Malachi, in other words, that's the common Nevi'im that were in the Beis Din of Ezra, Chagetz Chayim Malachi, and etc., a bunch of people, V'habichom Mimbo, and many other Chachom, Tashlum Mea Ve'esim Zekainim, a grand total of 120 Zekainim, and they were the Bezdin of Ezra, and they are called Ansheg Nes Tzagdoyla. And they're the ones that our Gemara speaks of, the 120 that comes from this Gemara, 120 to Canaan, that they were Masaka in the Shmoneh Esri Brochas Ala Seder. On this Gemara, there's a Kasha in the Achroinim. The Kasha is, how do you have a Bezdin that should be more than 171 people? What's going on over here with the Bezdin of Ezra that's Mamish 120? It's Ansheg Nes Tzagdoyla, 120 people. The Rambam Paskin, Nuchas Sanhedrin, Perek Tas Halacha Gimel, that the Rambam says that Bezdin Agodol, the Bezdin Agodol, Sanhedrin Agodol, if they have a shayla that comes to them, a big, big shayla, and they're arguing back and forth, and it's a machloekas hashkulim, and they can't resolve the issue, so normally if Bezin can't resolve it, the halacha is they add two more people, and they fight it over more, they argue it out until they arrive at some kind of a majority, and they keep adding two people. But once you had 71, or if you have the Bezin HaGadol, it is 71, the Rambam says he can't be moist if anything beyond that. It's based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Rambam says is that if Sanhedrin HaGadol, you can't add anything, and if they have a mevucha, and they have a big question, a confusion, what to do in a gevisah, then you don't add. That's it. They argue it out, and finally, each one arrives at his understanding, his conclusion, and you go by the Roiv. You're not allowed to add to the Bezin HaGadol. So, the Mishnah Melech right over there in that Rambam in Sanhedrin Tes Gimel, he says that it's Taka, he says, although Taka it's Mashah, it seems from the Gemara in Sanhedrin is like that, that Sanhedrin HaGadol can't have more than 71, is it seems to be a steer to this in the Sugyan Hiryas Daf Gimel. The Gemara talks in Hiryas Daf Gimel about a Bezin of Meah. It's a bezin of 100 people, and the Gemara comes out over there that if you had the bezin HaGadol of 100 people, so they, if they make a mistake and they pass him for the rabbim a certain mistake, and then the rabbim follows that and they want to bring a parallel dover, it only applies, even if it's 100 people, only applies to the whole 100 paskin this mistake. That is the Gemara says over there. That the Gemara, the Kasha that they're according to the Mishnah Melech has, is how did they have a bezin of 100 people? The bezin HaGadol of 100 people, it's not Mishnah Shaykh Zokte. The Gemara is saying, based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that a bezin HaGadol can't be more than 71. That's the kasha of the Mishnah Melech. So he tries to say a teres, but Lamai says from Soif, the Mishnah Melech comes out with a tzorachim. The Maratz Chayas, in the back of the Gemara in Hiryas Daf Gimel, which is the Gemara over there, Meir Sheyosh for the Hiryas, Maratz Chayas brings down the Mishnah Melech, and he says that Lamai, so we see Klor, that how could the Rambam say this thing, that a Sanhedrin HaGadol came 171? See, there's a Gemara B'Feirish Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Zayin Bayos, that the Antin Nes Fadela with 120 people, and they were Mesakan Shem Nesrei, and they were the Chayra, they were the Bezdin, and they were Mesakan 120 people. So how could it possibly be that you can't add to more than 71. Moreover, Zakhtar Maratz Chai says a Yerushalmi also in the second parak of Megillah. We'll talk a little about this Yerushalmi later, Mitzvah Hashem, later in the parak, that the Yerushalmi says that there was Pei Hei Zakenim. In other words, 85 Zakenim. These 85 Zakenim that they were done and they didn't want to Masakin Megillah Sester Biz, that they finally found the Remez Beksuvim and they were Masakin to lay in the Megillah Sester. And this is also identified in the Meforshim as Antek Nesak Doyle. It seems that the Yisoidim, they were Pei Hei and then it was added to Chufchav, 120. Hakopan, it was 85 Zakenim. 85 is more than 71. So Metzchaya says this, Mamash Rayas Gedoilois, Lechayer, that you really could have more than 71 people in Sanhedrin, and Sarachin and Shver on the Rambam. That is the Maratz Chayas. Now, in terms of the basic vort of the Rambam, how did the Rambam say you could have more than 71 and no more? I think Moran Hurius talks about 100 Bezna Godel of 100 that Paskin. So now the Chidor and the Shar Yosef and the Sefer Hurius and the Fgimel has a whole big Arichos that she comes out that the correct Chiluk is between the Akroy and the Kva. In other words, the Kvios, the permanent numbers of the Bezna Godel, has to be Dafka 71, and you can't add to more than 71. But on a temporary basis, if for some reason they want to add more, by a certain Shiloh, whatever it is, they have a heter to add more on a temporary basis. Derech Arai Zokter, they could add more, and that's what the Sugi is talking about in Hurius. The Chidor B'chlal doesn't address at all the Maratz Chayas as Kashas from the Bavli and the Yerushalmi over here in Megillah, which is, this is not a case of Arai. The Anjing Nesla Deila seems to have been on a permanent basis since 85 and 120, and the Masak and all kinds of Takonis and things in the beginning of the Bayis Hasheni, and that's Bez Dinu Shal Ezra, you know, like the Rambam says in the Akdomet Tiriyat. It wasn't just a question of a temporary transient thing. So how are you going to get around to this? And B'chlal, how is it that the Achrenim don't even ask the Kasha? I mean, the Maratz Chayas hold it such a Mamash HaKasha Atzumo, and the Shver on the Rambam from the Kufchov Zakenim and the Pei Hei Zakenim, and here the Chidor, the Shar Yosef, the Mishmach, the other Achrenim, they don't even ask the Kasha at all from our Gemara. It's L'chayra, and this I just wanted to point out, that it's mistaver to name on that the Achrenim apparently understood that there's two different dinim of Bezdin over here. The Sanhedrin Agadol, they are the Paisik Achen and Klal Yisrael, and they have certain dinim, like the Maratz Sanhedrin, that are only needed by Sanhedrin Shalayan Aleph. They are the ultimate poiskim of Klal Yisrael. So that maus that they have of the poisik hagodol, the Sanhedrin hagodol and lishka hagodol, then the attacker could only have a 71 and no more. Over here, we're talking about a different shem of the bezin. That's the bezin that the Rambam talks about in the Hakdamah to the Yad. That's the bezin of the Bali Mesoyer. These are the bezin of the Chatham Amshichei HaMesoyer. They're the ones who are in charge of taking in the entirety of the Torah, and they make the takonos in each generation, each there as they see fit, like the bezin hagodol of Ezra, that they umasakan all these takonos, and umasakan the Shemin Esrei and Mikra Megillah, these things. Megillah was a little before Esther, but Kaponim, that wasn't that Kufa. So that halacha of a Bezin, that malice of a Bezin is under a din. That's not the din of the Sanhedrin HaGadol. It's a different din of the Bezin HaGadol of the Bali Masayrah. Then halacha, apparently, the Achrenim of the Sub was a whole different din. And Mele never was said on in the halacha that it has to be keeping more than 71. It could have 120 in the Sugi here. By Smanese, it could have 85 in the Sugi over there. Then it gets to Mikra Megillah, which is because it's not the same malice of a Bezin, and it's not the Sanhedrin HaGadol that the Rambam is speaking of, which is the Poisik Achen and Klal Yisrael, is that's the one that we see in the Rambam and based on the Sugi and Sanhedrin, then it can't be more than a 71.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.